Harbour is an absolutely fantastic place to live. There's no doubt about that. I think it's got a real community. I've really enjoyed moving here over the last 4 years, getting to know people, getting to know the brilliant institutions, the sporting clubs, the other schools, the other great community leaders, the organisations. There's so many good things that happen in this town and in the surrounding villages, and we've got so many strengths. I think the key strength that we've all got, and the most important one, most prized asset from my point of view, is the quality of the young people in this community. I think the teenagers and the young people in this community are the future leaders of this country. I think they're amazing young people. They have a view, they have a sense of community belonging, and they have all of these things because they have strong networks of support from parents to family members to really good schools who support them all the way through. As a collective, and I speak not just for me as principal of Robert Smythe Academy, but all of the other endorsing organisations and people, we feel that we have to be more honest about the concerns that we've had in our community. The regular gatherings last summer in Warwick and in Little Bowden Park, amongst others, the serious safety concerns outlined in the letter that came out of many after-hours and weekend sessions. Where children who are underage are exposed to things that no child should be exposed to. And by the way, in the climate of mental health concerns, this is even more reason for us to be very careful and protective of our young people so they're kept safe. It's a complete misreading of this situation to suggest that children with mental health concerns need even more freedoms and even less security. No, 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 they need even more. And we as a community, I believe, need to be much more honest about these concerns. So I really, on behalf of all the co-signers of this letter, invite parents to do three really simple things. Please talk to your child about these issues in a way that's appropriate based on their age. You can go online, you can find brilliant support from organisations such as Mind. If you're not sure as to how to have those conversations, you should contact your child's school if you need further advice or guidance or if you have any safety concerns. We've got great schools in this community full of great people that want to help. And ultimately, I just want to say that I reassure everyone that, like everyone who signed this letter, we remain to see the best of young people in the way that they behave and their conduct. We think the young people in Harbour are fantastic young people, inspirational, able to achieve many things. But as a community, let's be more honest with ourselves about the issues that we face, and let's come together and let's say more about it. Let's start talking about it, and let's do more about it now.